It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Hello and welcome to the Field Goals Podcast. I'm Brandon Schultz. It's Thursday and it's tough to believe that, man, we're almost back to game day already. Just around the corner. It was on Wednesday that we heard from two coaches and two players after practice. Let's go ahead and start things off with DK Metcalf, who explained why he took a photo. And you probably saw this going around, a picture with him and Colts kicker Rodrigo Blankenship. They took that picture after Sunday's win.
We've been following each other on social media for a minute. And, you know, he played at Georgia. So just been a big fan of how comedic he is on and off the field.
Looking ahead to this week's matchup with Tennessee, here's what Metcalf had to say about playing his former Ole Miss teammate, Titans receiver A.J. Brown.
He was my roommate our sophomore year of college. And then, you know, we, you know, moved into our own places. And, you know, I got a freshman receiver and he got a freshman receiver that we basically took care of. So, you know, we've always been, you know, competitive and the big brother, you know, at Ole Miss. So, you know, just like I said, man, looking forward to, you know, just seeing him Sunday, you know, just get to do his thing.
And now we shift over to head coach Pete Carroll. Here's what Pete had to say about Brown and his fellow Titans receiver, Julio Jones.
They're both great players, and they're both physical factors. You know, AJ's really strong, plays really tough, makes all of the plays, makes spectacular plays, you know, and catch and run. Julio is like as good as you can get, you know, so that's a fantastic 1-2 punch. And I don't know who's one, who's two, it doesn't matter. They're really, really good.
One other offensive threat that the Seahawks are going to have to deal with on Sunday is running back Derrick Henry.
He's really unique. There have not been very many guys like him over the years, you know, because he's really fast and he's a big strider, you know, and he just runs through things. It's not like he's an impact runner that he's blasting off of guys. He just keeps going. You just can't get him off stride because he's such a powerful back. And he has great instincts. His instincts of how to hit the line of scrimmage and how to use the opportunity of the blocking schemes. Yeah, it's just about impeccable. And so he takes full advantage of what they do. And they're really committed to it, you know, and running the football in their style and their line blocks really well and the scheme is good. And they know how to put him in the right spots. And so it's a really challenging guy to play against and a team to play against. And you know, Coach Vrabel, you know, he wants to hardball it and all that. So it's just all fits together. And they're very fortunate to have him. He's a fantastic competitor.
Carroll says the point of emphasis will be to wrap Henry up because he's hard to knock over. Here's where Carroll thinks the Seahawks tackling stands after last week's performance.
We missed a few more tackles than we kind of, I mean, we have a cutoff mark that we like to stand and we were not there. We missed a couple tackles late in the game too, trying to protect the sidelines and didn't look real good. But it's a good first outing. You know, we ran and hit really well. We got after it. It wasn't part of the physical. It was a little bit of over aggressive and the timing was off a little bit and we overran some stuff. So, you know, we just have to keep cleaning up. That's a never ending, you know, part of the process is working on your tackling and all of the fits that we got to get it done.
Wrapping up Coach Carroll's comments. Here's what he observed in last week's game between Arizona and the Titans.
I was really attracted by Arizona's play. I mean, they were spectacular. You know, they on offense, they were all over the place, did a million different things. Defensively, they created so many big plays right from the beginning. The pass rush was, you know, it was pretty well focused on one guy. And he was unstoppable in the game. And it affected the entire play of, you know, of the Titans. So just overall, they just got out ahead and stayed ahead and just kept going. You know, there was no fluke to that one. They really played great football and made the plays that they needed to. And it was a hard day for Tennessee to get going. You know, that's not the way they want to play. You know, they were down 17-0 in the first quarter. You know, so anyway, so you got to give a lot of credit to the Cardinals. They looked terrific.
September 15th is also Coach Carroll's 70th birthday. Yes, we heard it over and over on the broadcast. Pete Carroll is old. Linebacker Bobby Wagner says he is still surprised that Carroll really is that old.
He doesn't look it. You know, he has a lot of energy. He's always positive. And, you know, it's fun to watch. And, you know, hopefully when I'm 70, I'm still running around and moving the way he's doing. But I probably won't be anywhere near a football field, though.
Bobby also talked about KJ Wright's debut with the Raiders. Fair warning, if you're listening to this at work and there's people around and you don't want to cry in front of your coworkers, don't listen to this clip. Skip ahead.
It was cool. The 34 actually looked a lot better than I thought. He had a really, really good play on that fourth down, which I don't think people realize how good of a play that was. That's not where he was supposed to be, but he's just so smart that he knew the ball was going in that gap. And so, you know, if you see as soon as he motioned, you saw him kind of get up and shoot the gap. And I'm just like, dang, he used to do that with us all the time. Sure wish it was still going on, but, you know, the business side of things gets in the way.
Okay, and now to wipe the end of that quote from our memory, let's hear what Ken Norton Jr. had to say about Wagner's linebacking teammates, starting with the newly promoted John Rattigan.
He's been a fantastic story. He's been really tough, consistent. He's the type of student of the game that's always learning and growing, always trying to get extra information. I think he understands his role and his ability to really contribute to this team, and he's done that. And I think that, you know, coach has really seen his progress, and he's been rewarded. I think that players who play hard and live right and do the right things and perform, there's a certain expectation of a reward, and he got that.
And finally, Coach Norton's comments on Cody Barton.
Wow, it was good to see Cody, you know, get out there and play. Again, we have a good group of D linemen as well as linebackers, as you know. And, you know, the plan was to, you know, get him some reps out there and play a little rotation with the three of them. And it was good to see him out there play. I thought he did a really good job.
To wrap things up for today's show, going to hit on some injury news. D Eskridge was at home on Wednesday in the concussion protocol, but Penny Hart cleared the protocol and practiced on Wednesday. Rashad Penny was not in practice, but he avoided the injured reserve list. Ethan Posick, however, was not so lucky. He was placed on IR Wednesday, and Carroll is estimating that his recovery shouldn't take much longer than the minimum 3-week stint on the injured reserve. A big thanks to Wilson Kahn for helping to produce this episode. You can follow him on Twitter at Wilson_Kahn, C-O-N-N. Going to be previewing this upcoming game against the Tennessee Titans and doing it with Davey Hudson, who is the host of Believe in Titans. So look for that coming up. Going to be interesting to see what he had to say about that Titans performance against the Arizona Cardinals this last weekend. Be sure you are subscribed to the show, sbnation.com/NFL podcasts, or you can go to fieldgoals.com, click on the podcast button, and subscribe with your favorite podcast app. Look for that a little bit later today. And so until then, go Hawks.